We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Visit mte.com. Middle Tennessee Electric. Serving to make life better since 1936.
Since 1936.
This is the WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
Recycling and a recycling event this Saturday, and in studio with us today we've got Mila Palmer. And I guess first tell us a little bit about what you do, the organization, and what is coming up.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. So Tennessee Environmental Council is a nonprofit organization based in Nashville from the 70s. We have different environmental initiatives. In this opportunity, we want to celebrate America Recycles Day. We are a partnership with Nissan. So we are holding a free community event for everyone to come. It's going to be held in Nissan Smyrna plant this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, so again, this is going to be held in Smyrna?
Correct. In Smyrna, the Nissan Smyrna plant at the Gate 5.
Is this the first year for this event to take place?
Correct. It's the first time we're here in Smyrna, but with Nissan, this is our fourth event. Previously, we have been in Franklin at the headquarters plant. It has been very successful. Everybody loves to come, bring their recyclable materials. And in this opportunity, we wanted to bring it here to Smyrna. Since we love the community around here, we think it's very important to have the recycling services here. So hopefully I can get to see you all.
So what types of things will people be able to learn or, I guess, better understand there?
Yeah, so everybody's welcome to drive through and drop off their compostables like yard waste, pumpkins. Actually, the pumpkins are going to be taken to the elephant sanctuary. So this is a great way to reuse or diverting waste from the landfill. We also have other materials like tires, styrofoam, plastic, cardboard, mattresses, scrap metal. Also, we have home goods with a Habitat for Humanity. So you can bring your furniture and things that can be reusable or donated.
And this will go on between 9 a.m. and 1 o'clock?
Correct. 9 to 1 p.m. is free for everybody. Donations are highly recommended, but it's not mandatory. It's free and open for everybody that wants to drive. You can drive from Nashville or Franklin, Enoch, Murfreesboro, wherever you are very welcome to come visit us.
And when you get to Nissan, the Nissan plant, it's gate number 5, right, on Nissan Drive?
Correct. We're going to have signage there so you can find us easy and fast. But yeah, gate 5, that's the best way to find us.
Now, again, people can bring like a wide variety of stuff, but did you say even tires? They can bring that as well?
Correct. You can bring your tires. It doesn't matter if they're in the rim or not. You can bring up to 8, and then after the 8th tire, we will have a $2 fee. But depending, if we are not having like too many tires, we can have them at no cost. So if you arrive there early, you are more likely to have it all for free. We also have sport equipment, art supplies, and then also medications. The sheriff will be there, and he will take all your medications and medical supplies that you don't need anymore.
So the things that can be recycled, what's going to happen with those?
So if there are items that are not in our acceptable list, we will sadly say no to them, because the idea is to recycle all of the materials that we collect or reuse them or donate them. But most of the items that we collect, we have partnerships with recyclers. So they process all the materials and make sure that everything is well processed and is not going to the landfills. For example, we have socks or tattered socks. We send them to TerraCycle, that is a company that recycles different types of plastics and packaging. We also have shoes. We have also donatable clothing with ThriftSmart. So yeah, we have a variety in the list. You can go to our website tcdtn.org/SmyrnaRecycles, and you will find more information there as well.
And if anybody, let's say they're elderly and they need some help getting some stuff out of their vehicle or maybe back of the truck bed, whatever it is, do you have folks who can help with that there?
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for bringing that up. We have a big group of volunteers there that will help you to get all your materials out of the car. You just need to drive through and wait online. Everybody will help you to get your materials. And also, that reminds me that we have volunteer opportunities as well. You can sign up in our website and register to the first or second shift, or you can be the whole day there if you want to. We offer free lunch for everybody, drinks all day, and it's very fun. It's very fulfillment and a fun activity to do on a Saturday, feeling that we are doing our part, taking care of our environment, to our local community, and just helping to our neighbors.
And again, this is all going on this Saturday, and it's going to be at the Nissan plant, gate number 5, 9 to 1. And once more, those listening, you can just bring in all sorts of items and have them unloaded, all free, other than the amount of tires you get. I mean, if you get yes, too many tires. All of this coming up this Saturday. And once more, the organization that is doing all of this, who is it again?
So we are Tennessee Environmental Council. We are based in Nashville, but we have different programs across Tennessee. This particular program is called Recycling Roundups, and we have been in more than 31 communities during these 3 years. We have reached more than 24 counties in Tennessee. We have diverted around 700,000 pounds of materials, having more than 600 volunteers, more than 1,000 attendants. Yeah, this is a program that I really love because we move across Tennessee to different communities, small or big cities like Chattanooga. And I'm very excited to have this opportunity in Smyrna, very close home.
I was reading online where it said something to the effect of the average person generates about 150 pounds a month worth of items that could be recycled.
Correct.
But I guess if you factor in stuff like wheels, tires, and car parts, it changes right. A lot.
Right. Yes. Almost 70% of what we throw in the trash is recyclable. It could be compostable if it's food. It could be cardboard or like some plastics or cans. All these materials can be recyclable. So our goal is to provide those opportunities and those services to the community for free, and at the same time providing a little bit of education regarding this topic. We also create like our recycling resources for each community that we visit. So in this opportunity, we will post in our website how you can recycle in Smyrna, even though we are not there all the time. We also have great resources like Recycle Right Tennessee. This website, you can go to different counties. I believe they have like Coffee County, Rutherford County, and two more that I don't remember right now.
Warren and Rutherford.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. And then you can type a specific material that you have that you don't know how to recycle it, and this website will tell you where to recycle, where to go, and how to do it.
And I guess what the overall goal is to have what percentage of trash diverted from the landfill instead being recycled. What is that percentage goal?
I think that at least starting at home with one or two materials, that's a win. If we start, for example, with cardboard and cans, that would divert at least, I would say, like 25% from your trash. And then if you compost, that will significantly change, because most of the trash that we generate is food or food scraps. But the goal would be to have like 80% diverted. We can establish like a little recycling station at home where we can put like mixed materials like paper, cardboard, cans and glass, and then the other one will be just for food. This will alleviate a lot this situation.
It seems like when you go to other parts of the country, recycling is a lot more common, and people are just used to it daily, but it doesn't seem like that here just yet. Do you foresee that in the future?
Right, definitely. I feel that that's a great opportunity for all of us to create more education, and even though it's a little challenging, I think it's a great opportunity to learn, to grow, and to start new habits in our communities, and being a little bit more conscious about what are we consuming and how are we disposing of it. And knowing the landfill crisis that we have here in Tennessee, I think it's very important to start educating our kids, our families, our neighbors. And this program is a great opportunity to do so, because you learn with your hands on the activity, you know, like one thing is learning reading and in the books, but other thing is learning through the experience, volunteering this experience, bringing your materials and see how everything works, and maybe seeing that it's not too hard as maybe we have think before.
And again, with us this morning, Mila Palmer, and the recycling event is coming up once more this Saturday, 9 to 1, and it's going to be at the Nissan plant in Smyrna. And just go to gate number 5. You said there'll be lots of signs and everything.
Correct. Yes, we will be on site. We will direct you where to go, where the line starts, how to register. And yeah, we will tell you which station, like if there's like the mattress station, the paper, the clothing, we will direct you to each station that you need to go.
And how many volunteers are needed to make this happen?
So around, I would say around 40 volunteers. We have 2 shifts, so it's not too long the day, but some people stay all day. The first shift is from 7:30 to 11, and the second one is from 10:30 to 2 p.m. Again, we provide like drinks, lunch, snacks, and just the fulfillment of doing your part.
And you still need volunteers.
Yes, so. We still need volunteers. We have some volunteers from State Farm. We have some volunteers from Nissan, from Vanderbilt as well. But we all always welcome more volunteers. The more hands, the better.
And should volunteers show up earlier than 9 o'clock?
Yes, volunteers should show up at 7:30. So we set up all the events, the tables, the tents, and to give like a little introduction or briefing about the materials that we're going to collect, like a little training that takes around 15 minutes to 30 minutes. We also provide all the safety gear, like a vest, gloves, earplugs, and goggles.
And again, all this coming up again this Saturday at Nissan in Smyrna. And once more, Mila Palmer with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was awesome to meet you this morning.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. The salmon is my favorite. And then we have a variation that's on a regular menu for the salmon imperial that has some Alfredo, some crab, some shrimp on it. But the salmon is fresh and we cut it fresh. But all of our fish, you can either get blackened or you can get it with our regular seasoned salt. And either way you do it, it's just out of this world. I'm not a fish person, but I will eat it at Demas's all the time. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.